I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is not going to be easy to figure out most unique song.
I got my winner already.
All right, lay it on.
Hold on, I have one for me, but that's not the winner. I mean, You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker.
Well, what's so unique about that?
The voice, the lyrics. I mean, he says that about 17 times. That's all he says.
Yeah, but he's doing what 99% of guys have done. Tell their girl they're better looking than they really are.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he's saying you're so beautiful. When in fact, she's probably just like a 6.5 out of 10, but he's acting like she's a 10 out of 10.
That's not a unique song.
No, well, that's the job of the guy. Tell the girl she's a 10 out of 10 even if she's not. That's the opposite of unique. That's what everybody does.
Kind of a bleak view.
Yeah, really.
Isn't it?
But aren't I right?
No.
You're really not.
What's the matter with you?
These are the kind of things I do.
Maybe I was too excited about my ass. So, Rube,
this is where I got to tell you, because these guys know the story, but you may not. In college, I told a girl she was a 7 out of 10, and I meant it as a compliment, and she was all insulted. And I was like, if someone told me I was a 7 out of 10, I'd be doing backflips with excitement.
And that's like when someone's, you know, you say somebody's a woman's age, and it's, you know.
Just saying.
1 year younger than she really is.
But, Ruben, apparently you're not supposed to say that. Well, that's a whole age.
Those are things you can't say. And you can't rate people to their face.
Thank you, Ruben. That's the point. She was asking.
Yes, you're a 10.
She asked.
Lie.
She asked.
Yeah, lie. 9.5 on a bad day, and you're a 10 on a good day.
Well, all I'm telling you is I meant it as a compliment. She got all insulted. Well, don't ask my opinion. Let's go to the phones.
God, I'm sure you dated really well in college, didn't you?
I don't think he did well.
All right. Actually, one thing before the phones. I want to play some audio of A.J. Brown. This was an interesting answer last week. So you may remember a couple months ago after the Eagles had won, maybe it was about a month after that, he had a comment where he referenced basically just not feeling as fulfilled with the Super Bowl championship.
It was like 2 days after the Super Bowl.
Okay, that soon?
Yeah.
Didn't feel as fulfilled as he expected he would. And so last week when he was at the podium press conference, he gave a much more elaborate answer. And I thought this was, it actually resonates with me. It makes sense. Not me, the fan. I can understand an athlete getting to this point. But just listen to his answer as he elaborated on what he had said a few months ago.
Was that a surprise to you?
That was how you thought? Yeah. It did. Because coming into the league, we were taught we're playing for this reason. We're playing for this trophy. And once we got the trophy, and it was just like I thought everything would be fulfilled, like the hard work and everything. But no, it's the journey. It's the journey that matters the most and it means the most, because those are the moments that you look back on with your teammates and you're spending that time and you're going to war. You know, you're suffering together and you're winning together. And that's the beautiful moments in it, you know. I mean, the trophy, we can't take the trophy on, you know, but it's cool that that's forever in the history books, but we're going to remember the moments more than the ring.
I know that might not resonate with a ton of people, but for me, it makes perfect sense. I think purpose is more important than accomplishment when it comes to the next thing, like tomorrow and then the next day. And then like you want to maintain purpose. You can't put accomplishment in your pocket and have it carry you to tomorrow. But you can put purpose in your pocket and have it carry you to tomorrow because that's you got to do.
I'll tell you, 93 was
process.
Something that everybody wanted to go back to. I mean, just
the 93 Phillies?
The whole, yes.
Okay.
The journey was really the coolest part of it. And I wasn't even there for like half the season.
Yep.
But to watch it all develop and be a part of it, I mean, it was really extraordinary. I mean, we didn't get to the final finish line, but there was a lot to it.
And what's your point as it relates to what AJ said?
Just feel like everybody was sort of pulling at the. And there was one purpose in mind, and that was to win baseball games. That's what every person on that team's thought process was: to don't worry about yourself, do what you need to do to be a winner.
Sure, John. What's your reaction to what AJ said?
I think it's informed by. Winning a world championship, it's exactly what you expect to hear from a guy who knows what works. And I do think that this team is growing in, just like the Phillies, they are growing in how to get it done. They have a greater understanding that I think the Phillies do in how to grow, how to do that 1% thing. I kind of feel like these teams are bouncing off one another. These players are almost bouncing off one another, and I don't know if I'm imagining that or not. I know as a player myself, I would hear about the other teams every day because I was, you know, listening. I was watching.
Well, Allen Iverson was in town, so they were a really big deal.
Yeah, of course, yeah. There is something that I don't know. There's something to say about a city that has great teams and players who respect one another and really pay attention to the success of one another. And I kind of think it's bleeding into each other. You know, these teams, they're improving. We're all thrilled with the way
to be clear,
Eagles
it's
have improved.
It's 2 out of 4.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm talking about the baseball team and the football team. Yeah. They are, you know, sort of, they're vibing with each other. They're bouncing off each other. They're improving. We all love what we're seeing. It's just a matter of time until how do we get the other two teams to figure this out?
They got to get the right players. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get to Greg right now. Greg, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great, Greg.
Hey you guys, I don't call often, but listen all the time, and you guys have had some incredible shows. Last week's debate, I mean, they were tremendous. And I like the way you guys cross over and share the community of WIP with all of us. It's really cool.
Well, thanks. And I just want to give credit to our program director, Rod Lake, and that was his idea. And I thought it was really cool. And, you know, the only negative was that it you know, because you sort of generally pick a late spring, summer time to – when things are a little slower for something like that. Unfortunately, it was the same week as the Tush Push.
It was not so slow at all.
We had a brush fire that was bigger than a brush fire. But the point is, you know, that's an important part of a radio station. Ideas that can entertain you, Greg. And I'm glad that you were entertained, and credit to our program director with the idea.
He'll think of some other things, too, long days of summer.
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
That's right. That's how it works. Hey, at least it's not during the pandemic anymore. We had to talk about sports for 4 months with no sports. I mean, that was the ultimate sports radio challenge.
Joe, I used to come in and stare at the screen and go, how am I going to do an update?
Right?
I mean, I just used to like sit there and go, I don't know what
it's outrageous.
Do.
All right, Greg, what do you got on our sports scene, bud?
You guys really cemented a lot of listeners, though, by getting us through that time. That was one in a million. But two things really quick. Hard Knocks, I don't want to upset the apple cart. I know they have, you know, the wherewithal and everything to be able to handle that. But just 2 years ago, they had some problems. And if it's not broke, don't fix it. And, you know, I just – we find out enough between Elliot and everybody else digging into the Eagles that we can share in our community. I don't need national people talking on every show every day about something somebody said and was taken the wrong way. So I'd rather it not happen. I'll watch it and, you know, kind of leave it at that.
Okay.
So,
Fair enough.
Ruben, I wanted to ask you on the Phillies. I've heard rumors that the Orioles are looking for starting pitching, and there's a possibility of Mullins being dealt. You think it would be a good fit for the Phils?
I do not. And the reason why is they have that guy who's playing center field right now for Lehigh Valley.
Ah, okay. You want to hold the spot warm for him?
I don't think that's their issue. Center field is not the issue. Their issue is pitching, and more pitching, and then after that, try to get more pitching.
All right, Craig, that's an interesting answer. Okay, what do you got for a unique song?
What's it called? Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a good one.
That's another
uplifter.
That's another good answer. Don't Worry, Be Happy. Absolutely. Speaking of answers, let's get to the answer to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, poll question. John, how do you think people voted on this one? Do you like the Eagles? How they will be, you know, featured obviously when the NFC East is featured in December on Hard Knocks. Now let's go around the room. I'm happy it's here. Rhea, you are.
I love it.
Okay, 2-0. James, we know you're a no. 2-1. Ruben, as a fan, you're 3-1. As a GM, you would say no. And John, you've said 4-1. Okay. How do you think people voted, John? Again, the question: do you like that the Eagles will be on Hard Knocks when the NFC East teams are featured in December?
I want to say 77. Percent like it.
66%. I hate to do it to them. They're losers.
Yeah.
No way.
The majority, huh?
60.
A decided majority. I like to see it.
You know that saying, James, the customer is never wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Customer's wrong this time.
Correct.
I mean, what are we?
Me and the rest of the majority will just sit here with our opinion.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, fun. Sports supposed to be fun. I get more Eagles. I get them on a Tuesday night. I get them on a Thursday. I get to see Sirianni address the team. It's not good. That's nonsense. People are losers. It's got funds. Let's go to Dave right now. But look, that result doesn't surprise me because that holds basically to the same level we had a couple months ago when we asked this question before we knew the Eagles would be on Hard Knocks. I also think the Giants thing just a year removed is fresh in people's minds. If that hadn't happened, then I think the vote would be quite different, frankly. And I also think guys like Sirianni and Jalen have gotten to fans where you're now brainwashed into thinking everything's got to be so, you know, closed up. But, you know, there's also entertainment in sports, and Iverson was an example. Barkley was an example. Yes.
What a notion.
Yes, like,
wow.
There are ways to have fun beyond just the games, yeah. And it's not just about winning and losing. And anyway. All right, Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning.
You're coming to me now?
What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rhea, thank you for believing that I'm not a piece of crap last week.
What?
Where I'm driving around calling in the radio station with, you know, picking up kids on the bus. I was actually sitting in the parking lot while you guys had me on air.
Nice. Well, yeah, we just wanted to make, even when you're with the kids in the bus, we just didn't think we should have you on the show anymore while the kids are on the bus with you.
But Rio was the only one that said, I think he's sitting in the parking lot like he always is.
I was really hoping.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not a total douche. That's an idiot.
All right. Hold on. Dave, you got to watch what you're saying here. We're going to zip off. Yep.
All right. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, I wanted to call about the Phillies, but Elliot brought up a really good point with the salary cap. Is it me, or is the NFL just completely against anything that the Eagles are smart enough to come up with?
It's possible. Like possible.
They create the torch push, and now they're tried to stop that, and now they're on the contracts of how he's completely a master manipulating.
Yeah, here's the argument against that, though. They have, listen, this goes back 50 years with Pete Rozelle. They did want to have parity, and they did want to have, let's call it an equal playing field. And, you know, there are owners that don't have the Philadelphia market at their disposal to make so much money, and then therefore they're not going to pump as much into their team. That is true.
That's weak, dude. There's revenue sharing. These guys make so much money. All these franchises are worth billions and billions of dollars. Like, this is nonsense.
I knew you would say that,
James. Just spend money. You own an NFL team that's worth $8 billion, $7 billion. No, some don't.
Bengals
guy doesn't. Like, he doesn't spend money.
But he's still spending a couple hundred million. He might not be spending the extra.
But the point is, what he's making every year compared to what he spends is not commensurate. Yeah, like, it's just what it is.
I'm just telling you, the Bengals owner doesn't have the advantage.
He's pocketing his money.
He doesn't have the advantage of Philadelphia.
He has revenue sharing. Dude, the Philadelphia thing doesn't matter. Yeah. That's why a team like Green Bay in the smallest town in Wisconsin can be successful.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter where you are in the NFL.
James, I bet you Green Bay is one of the teams advocating, let's change the rules.
Buddy, it's because they're cheap. It's not because they can't afford it. It has nothing to do with
John,
the city.
John, we got to teach Seltzer about economics someday.
Do you know what revenue sharing is?
I do. But it's not all split.
The Bengals are worth $5.25 billion. He can spend money.
He could choose to, but it is. Listen,
you're
always
on the side of the billionaires. Mr. Billionaire. I know you are, and I'm not.
A lot of
you know
teams
why?
Because
they made the investment. They get to do what they want to do. It's their product.
It's a shame. Public trust is what it is. It is. It's a public trust that they own.
It's a shame that it's mismanaged for the pleasure of the guy who doesn't want to spend money. And in many cases, you got players who are paying the price, like sitting around. Look at the Bengals and their receiver issues. Look at the Bengals and the way everyone hates the organization itself.
Well,
they've
been a bad organization for years.
No question. Yeah. And the Eagles, we should feel so good about the fact that we have players who like the organization, who appreciate the way the organization has treated them fairly. That's not the norm. I think we're a little bit spoiled.
Look, Lurie's a great owner, and Howie's a great GM. I mean, Dave, give me a unique song.
So right before I do that, it's not what you spend, it's how you spend. And the Eagles spend wisely.
It's a little bit of both, but spending wisely matters a ton. But just to be clear, it helps to have a $300 million shortstop instead of a $10 million shortstop. I mean, it does help.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
That's right.
Unless he's bad defense like Trey Turner.
I know. All right, Dave, a unique song. What do you have?
Aerosmith and Run DMC, Walk This Way.
Yeah, that's another good answer right there. That was quite a compilation right there. I like that answer. All right, let's get to Bob. He's calling from Pensauk. And Bob, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Bob.
Philly's obviously playing great. And I'm just looking ahead. What are we going to do about this whole catcher's position? You know, Real Muto playing last year's contract, and he's not playing great. Marshawn can't hit.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Although he has a good arm, but I'm not sold that we know what we're doing at that position.
Here's what here's my guess, and then I want to get what Ruben thinks. Here's my guess, Bob. My guess is after the season, they will try to get JT Realmuto back on a 1-year deal.
Or two.
One. He will say no, and then they will have to determine whether to sign him to 2 years or try to get a different catcher. That's my guess of how it goes.
But do you want that guy for 2 years?
No, I don't think I do.
I think I am willing to see where it goes in 2 years. I like JT more than I think.
Ruben, can they
does.
Convince my him gosh. On a 1 year, or is that something he wouldn't likely accept?
Yeah, it's one of the things I was trying to get Chooch to sign a 2-year, and then we ended up having to go to 3 to get it done. But I like 2 years. I like 2 years. I got no problem with him. I know physically he'll be fine. He's too important a piece of the puzzle. Because of his defensive prowess, it's not the offense that I'm as concerned about. It's someone who can run that team, and they trust him. They believe in him. He knows what he's doing back there, and I would probably try not to go much more than 2.
You can't give him more than 2.
I think you got a kid, and I don't know when he's coming, but Taid looks like he's going to be a pretty good player, and he could be ready within the next couple of years. And that should be great timing.
So then you're thinking then that 2 years, so you're paying for the intangibles of his, you know, being able to command the pitching staff as opposed to the tangibles of him, you know, getting on base and being an elite guy that throws people out at second.
There's not a more important position on the field. There is not a more important position on the diamond than the catcher.
And he does still look like a great defensive catcher, right, Ruben?
Yes.
He's right on top of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he might need to be moved in the lineup.
Yes.
That's okay.
I mean, I just think he does. I know, with utmost respect, he's batted into, it feels like, 2,500.
I think he's 10 double plays this year.
They're going to make 10? That adjustment. Yeah. I think Alec Bohm's going to be slid forward.
Yeah, I think he should.
I think that's what's going to happen sometime soon.
Look, Bob, it's an interesting conundrum because with Schwarber and JT, both as free agents, you wonder, you know, how this goes. And listen, the Phillies have been down this road before. I mean, the bottom line is 08, they win a World Series. Ruben, you still move on from Burrell. I think was 80 the last year for Luzinski? Was he on the 81 team? I'd have to look this up.
No, that was Gary Matthews.
Well, I know that was 83.
83, definitely.
But
was
I'm
Gary
saying,
Matthews in 81? I think he was.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Was Bull? My point
that
is,
could be wrong.
You know, sometimes it's like I got to win it all to keep the guys. But sometimes you like look at the Red Sox with Pedro. They won it all in 04, and they still moved off him. So, all right, give me an answer, Bob, for a unique song.
Okay, I'm not sure if this was said yet, and this one's for Rhea. How about back in those days, Rhea, during those Catholic school dances, when they started playing Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, everybody's dancing real slow, then all of a sudden goes into this fast rock and roll part, and now we look like a bunch of idiots trying to...
I don't remember that song being played when I was in grade school, but I don't think they would. But yeah, we were more like of the Air Supply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. era. So, yeah, Zeppelin was not what they were playing at ours.
Well, Bob, I will say it was the last song at one of my proms. I don't know which one, and I still don't know why it was. It's a weird final prom song.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's very slow, and then it goes into this crazy rock and roll ending. Like, we're all standing like, man, it was working in the beginning, but now look at it.
All right, Bob, we got you, Bob.
Got to cut it loose, Bob.
Yeah, well. You know, he may not be trying to make out with his gal, and then I got Robert Plant going crazy. That's, you know. I just looked it up. Luzinski's last year with the Phils was 80. So it's interesting. Both times they won a title, they moved off of Stalwart in left field. Just for what it's worth. 215-592-9494. All right, more up ahead, phone calls and all this. We got to figure out the most unique song, and we've got some great answers. We'll play some of the audio of some of the notable answers that have been said so far today. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls and all this on 94WIP.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earned the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.